615. This is 1320 WILS. So we now have auto sales numbers for the first half of the year now with the June sales completed. And it looks like we may actually not be setting records this year. How quickly could things turn? Let's ask Rebecca Lindland, executive analyst for Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. Rebecca, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks so much for having me on, Mike.
Yeah, what are we expecting this year to look like at this point?
So the Kelley Blue Book forecast is in that like low, I think we're about 16.8 to 17.123 range.
Okay.
And the thing to remember is that it just wasn't that long ago when we were slogging through 11 and 12 million units. So this is still really good.
Okay. And now what happens once we're not making records? Is there a point where things turn and we really see a big drop in sales, or what typically occurs?
You know, barring any outside influences, you know, some kind of crazy war or some kind of other catastrophe, I think, you know, automotive is always a bit cyclical. And so we may just see a little bit of a gentle decline here and then coming back up again. And so, you know, I think that we should expect to stay in that high 16, low 17 million unit range for the next few years, because demographically, we've got some really good numbers. You know, we've got millennials coming on board, Gen Z, people that are like 18 and younger. So demographically, we're in very good condition.
Yeah. Are millennials finally starting to buy cars now?
Yeah, so millennials are actually the second largest part of the market. They're at about 29% of new car sales are to millennials, those people that are about 22 to 37, 38. We use Pew Research numbers somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just for perspective, by 2020, we're expecting them to be about 40% of the market.
Huge part. And are they as interested in these bigger vehicles, the crossovers and SUVs, as the rest of America?
I think one of the things that kind of took everybody aback when we got the June results was just how dominant crossovers and SUVs are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not even just a little bit anymore. I remember looking at the Ford numbers, and the Ford Escape, which isn't even really a big player because it's a little bit of an aging product, but that outsold like the Fusion, the Taurus, and the Mustang combined.
And what is driving that, by the way?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. I call them MTVs. It's multitasking vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we want our phone to do 5 and 6 different things for us, we expect our vehicle to meet a variety of needs.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have car-based SUVs now, they get better gas mileage. They tend to be lighter. They have very good aerodynamics. They have all-wheel drive. So we don't need an all-wheel drive vehicle anymore. We can just get an MTV or an SUV, a crossover. And then also, of course, there's incredible amounts of utility that we get from them.
Yeah. So are the automakers, are they quickly adapting to this where they're not making as many of these compact cars now?
Well, I think this is where some hard decisions may need to be made when, in terms of factories, in terms of production numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, the manufacturers have been kind of clinging to to some of these sedans.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that we just don't see them. We don't see consumers moving back to sedans. And because gas prices continue to stay low,
mm-hmm.
and because crossovers get very similar mileage to a sedan, not exactly, but close enough, consumers are just saying, you know, once I'm in a crossover, I'm staying. And one of the things that we see on Kelley Blue Book is that people that shop compact and mid-sized crossovers, they only shop that,
mm-hmm.
whereas consumers that are shopping sedans also shop crossovers.
Interesting. So you don't go back to the sedan once you get into the larger vehicle, yeah?
You tend not to go back to a sedan,
yeah.
Exactly.
And so I drive a Subaru Legacy, so I guess I still haven't made the crossover myself.
Well, you know, because Subaru, because all of them have all-wheel drive, that actually multitasks for you right there,
that's a good point.
Because you don't have to get a car for the winter time because you've got this great sedan that has all-wheel drive. So that's the thing, is that we're seeing consumers say, you know, I'm going to get one vehicle that meets many of my different needs, meets different lifestyles also, especially as we get smaller and subcompact crossovers, you know, that are coming out even more now.
Rebecca Lindland, executive analyst for Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. We're seeing for the first time now, we may not set a record, which is still not bad news at this point for this year. Rebecca, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Mike.